It's the Speeway Show, an idea exchange empowering us to live well, live fully, and love deeply. And now, here's our host, Speeway.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Speeway Show. Our topic today is part of our Two Independence series. And given that this is, you know, a time of joy and generally new beginnings and a new year, our topic is about this concept of wifely joy. Do you feel trapped in a marriage where you are unhappy and discontent? I have to say, I know a surprising number of women who are. Are you wondering whatever possessed you to marry that no-good so-and-so in the first place? Perhaps you have joyfully accepted his proposal, and now you're having second thoughts about having to keep a clean house, having family dinner every day, cooking and cleaning, putting up with this guy day in, day out, and you're thinking, well, I don't know. Or perhaps you made your escape from a marriage and can't fathom going back to that environment of strife or difficulty ever again. So this show is for you. All is not lost. Join me and my guest today, Dr. Antoinette Smith, as we challenge you on how and why you should embrace wifely joy. And by the way, you don't have to be a wife today to embrace wifely joy. So before you start thinking, well, I'm not sure, you just keep listening. Dr. Smith is the author of the book, You Are More Than What Meets the Eye, The Independent Woman's Guide to Becoming Wifely Material. If you haven't picked up a copy of this fascinating book, you can get it from the posting for this or any of our other Two Independent episodes on Speeway.com or TheSpeewayShow.com. This book isn't only good for singles, but for married women trying to define their role as a successful wife. Some of you may be wives out there, but you may not be particularly good at it. We're going to continue to give you some tips that you can use. And, oh, by the way, before I forget, let me tell you, if you're listening to this show on your computer, I just want you to know that you can actually get all of the shows as podcasts now. If you go to iTunes and go to podcasts and run a search for the search term Speeway, you will find this show as well as all the other independent shows, Two Independent shows that we have done. And you can download all the past shows that you want to listen to. And we've done a couple of them now, so I do encourage you to use any of those methods to go and check them out. So today I say to my wonderful guest, Dr. Smith. Dr. Smith, welcome to the Speeway Show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
First of all, some women out there may be thinking that wifely and joy do not really fit together in the same sentence. They might even be thinking, what? Wifely joy? Is there such a thing? So tell us, Dr. Smith. What on earth are you talking about when you talk in your book about the concept of wifely joy?
Oh, my goodness. The answer to your question is absolutely yes. Joy, you can have it all. Love isn't always easy. Nothing in this world, however, brings us 24/7 joy. And we cannot bring joy to ourselves 24/7. So we all know that marriage is a high calling, right? So being a wife is one of the highest callings for a woman. That's just how I see it. And so when we think about joy and whether or not we can have it all, can we have that wifely joy, the marriage and the differences between two individuals, we have to ask ourselves, what do we do when something attacks our joy? Do we run? Do we confront? And or do we blame? It's not my fault. It's your fault. You should have done this. Do we defend? Does our pride kick in? You know, do we put up these antennas? And what we really should do is put up the antennas to say what's really the problem, what's the infrastructure that's causing this situation as I see it. So, you know, the question is, what is your battle plan when joy doesn't exist for you? So in my book, I try not to focus on the man. I try to focus on, you know, telling you my story and perhaps relating, you could relate to my story. So there are a series of questions I take women through because I want women to be prepared. When this joy doesn't happen 24/7, I want you to be prepared to, you know, be mindful of your thoughts and your history and your own mindset and your background. So once you go through this process, you are more in a position to have both wifely and joy simultaneously. So without preparation, there is no augmentation, and augmentation means growth.
Well, I think it's fair to say that actually perhaps the underlying notion that we should dispel ourselves of is this idea that my husband is responsible for delivering unto me my joy then, right?
Yes.
Because you can be married and joyful. You can be married and miserable. You can be single and joyful and single and miserable. And, you know, I thought about that when you talked about the fact that, you know, you don't talk so much about the man in the book. And actually, I think that's right, because really he is not, it should not be his responsibility to bring me joy. I should have joy within myself, right?
Yes. This is true. And go ahead.
I was actually going to move off of that onto another question if you wanted to add to that, your answer.
No, that's good. We're good.
Okay. So what is so great about being a wife anyway? For those, you know, and I ask this question on behalf of all those women out there who might be unhappily married, as well as those women out there who might be divorced and might be thinking, well, I'm not so sure, you know, that this was such a great experience. So what is so great about being a wife? What should I be thinking about when I think about the value of being a wife and why it should be a source of joy?
You know, to me, the great thing about being a wife is your own personal growth. It's your own personal journey. It's your practice in faith, because you understand that you're taking someone else into your life, and you're planning to live, or you have dedicated yourself to living 365 days out of the year together. So, you know, what's that picture you paint on the wall for your marriage, and what is the role that you play in being a wife? And so if we just do our best to be a wife, we'll end up seeing the outcome. And so that's why I say you end up practicing faith. Do you believe that you are a good wife? Do you believe you want to be a good wife? Do you believe in a good marriage? Do you believe you deserve a good marriage? And so act accordingly to anything in life you desire. I simply want you to be everything that's you, deep at the center of your being. So another benefit is that you see the power of God. You see how something you did or your decision to grow and be better impacts another individual. You see that it impacts you, it impacts another individual, it impacts everyone the two of you come in contact with. So being single, we grow in our own silo. Right, we determine who we want to impact, but then you actually live with someone, and every day you're connected together. So it's no longer this whole silo, but you're interconnected with each other. So your wrong move may give them a wrong move, or vice versa. And so you're in constant balance of just that whole personal growth. And so, you know, God sees us when we step up to the plate. You see the rewards, and you see the higher influence. You see situations clearly, some within your control and some you have to grow in and travel. So when I say you see situations clearly, you can reflect. You go, oh, my goodness, really? I made a decision to be a better person, and now I see it. You may not see it clearly in the beginning. So to me, the wife is just about the personal growth for you and for him and everybody who surrounds you. And I'll just give you a T.D. Jakes quote, because this is how I feel about it. You know, when I was single and I was silo and it felt so wonderful, T.D. Jakes quote, come hell or high water, you will never take me back to a place I was before. I have been through too much to let life whoop me again. My faith is stronger than it's ever been. My mind is more tenacious than it's ever been. My soul is more absolute. And that's what I believe wifely characteristics do for you.
Okay. So to the woman who was married and is now divorced, for example, and I aim this primarily at either women who are married or women who are divorced, because I find that there is a different view that women have if they are single and they have never been married. And I think the whole concept of wifely joy means something different if you've never been married. So to the woman who was married and is now divorced, do you think that she too should embrace wifely joy?
Absolutely. Love is for everyone, married or unmarried. You know, a lot of times we tend to make life too complicated, and it's not as complicated as we make it. We can use history as a way of holding on to things we love, but we can also use history as a life learning process for us. So we just must understand, so women must understand that men have their own history to deal with. So you try to deal with your history prior to combining your history with theirs. So I just believe, like you mentioned before, that joy comes within. And so when I'm saying things like deal with your prior history, when you tap into the things that bring you joy, the things that take away joy, you want to get an understanding of that. Because once you understand yourself better, you can communicate those thoughts and feelings to your husband. So it's not about when you're not having joy. You know, it's about I understand why I'm not having joy, and let me explain it to him, and hopefully I can do it in a way that he is receiving of that information. And so together we can grow.
Okay.
So joy is for everyone, married or unmarried, but it's within.
Okay.
Am I making sense to you?
Well, you know, yes and no.
Okay.
Here's the no part. I get the joy piece of it, right? Regardless of your situation, you know, you can experience joy where you are right now. And joy isn't really about what's going on, what your life circumstance is, right? So that's what I'm getting from what you're saying. Joy is really about what's going on inside of you. And to the extent that there's something going on inside in your world that is taking away your joy, then perhaps that is the point at which, you know, if it's got something to do with your significant other, then that's the point at which you address it. But it probably isn't, you know, so often about the man. But if you are, so is it really wifely joy? If you are single, whether you are single because you've never been married, whether you're single because you're widowed or you're divorced or, you know, for one reason or another, the spouse has, you know, left your life. Is it really a wifely joy, or is it really just joy that we're talking about?
Oh, okay, I see.
You see what I mean?
You know, you. But the question has so many different angles. So the first thing that comes to mind when you say wifely joy, single women, unmarried women, cannot experience wifely joy.
Okay.
You can't practice wifely joy. In order to understand wifely joy, you have got to be a wife. Now, I don't know if I'm brushing people the wrong way. This is definitely not the same Dr. Smith when I was extremely independent, knew everything there was to know about the universe. So wifely joy, but I'm making a bold statement here. You cannot imagine wifely joy. You just can't. You can think, you imagine, but you have to have been a wife, or you have to currently be a wife to understand wifely joy. So that's one thing. Now, I do believe you said if you're divorced, can you have this joy? Is it separate from being a wifely joy? So you have many joys. You have joys that come from a variety of different angles, from your children, from your career, from your friends, from your family, just from you personally, your own personal success. Joy comes. So there's different dimensions of joy. There's different sources of joy. So we really have to talk about it from, you know, a particular source. So wifely joy, you have to be a wife. Can you be a wife and have joy, all those dimensions of joys? Absolutely. You can have times when maybe as a wife you don't feel that much joy, but then look into other areas. Look at your children. You see the joy. Look at the trials and tribulations that you have had personally, your own personal growth, and be happy with that. Just find a way to have that joy because, again, being a wife is very challenging, and so you're going to have to tap into some other sources of joy sometimes to just bring that wifely joy up out of you because, you know, you got to give it even when you may not feel like that wifely joy. There's something is pushing you back. Wifely joy, stay in, wifely joy. You know, just because of one incident, one day, one wrong word, and you have to go back in history and say, when was the time that I had a wifely joy? When was the time that I had joy outside of being a wife? Bring that part of you forward and use it to step up to the current challenge to bring that joy back to you as a wife.
Okay. So then to the, if I'm tracking with what you're saying, then it's fair to say that to the woman who is single, has never been married, doesn't know what it is to be a wife and, you know, perhaps would very much like to, it's fair to say that for her then when we're talking about joy, we're not talking about wifely joy, we're talking about joy that may be in her life as a result of other things, right?
Yes, and she can get excited about becoming a wife. So once I had a desire to be a wife, I had joy from that excitement of knowing that I was growing in that direction because I had, you know, accomplished so many things in life. And so here is something, for whatever reason, I put on the back burner. So just the focus of that and just to see myself thinking differently and seeing opportunities open and understanding the whole wifely characteristics and the advantages that come your way, that just and being in the circle of wives who were willing to give you information. And that's another thing, a different show. But sometimes you have wives that keep information to themselves. So, but just to be around people who want you to grow in that direction, joy comes from that way as well. But could I talk to, when I'm single, could I tell a wife about wifely joy? I couldn't speak on that. But I could speak on the joy of transitioning.
Okay. What about the woman who is, and I know a lot of women like this, so let's say she's married. She's feeling no joy in her situation. She has most of the household chores, even though she might be working as many and perhaps even more hours than her husband at a job outside the home. Let's suppose that she is feeling, maybe accurately, maybe inaccurately, but her perception is that her husband does not help enough with the kids. He acts like, you know, the unwilling babysitter when he does have to watch them, and he can't seem to get to the scheduled classes to save his life, right? So can't make it to ballet and swimming and karate all in one day, claims it's impossible even though she does it 98% of the time, and then the one day that I ask you if you can please do this for me because I'm out of town working, you know, you whine and complain and can't even get all that done and still can't get dinner on the table and still have to call me 10, 20 times just to figure out how to do stuff when I'm sitting there thinking, you're the father, deal with it. So in that situation, and as I say, at this life stage, you know, I know a lot of women who have particularly young kids and feel like they are single moms or feel like they may as well be because they feel so unsupported by their husbands. And in those situations, then it's really hard to start thinking about wifely joy because, you know, what they feel is not so much that, you know, being a wife brings me joy as much as it is that, you know, I just inherited all this work. And the only thing that this man seems to get excited about is being with me at the end of the day when we get into the bedroom when I'm tired and mad. So what do you say to her about this concept of wifely joy?
Situations such as the ones that you have described are very, very challenging. And I cannot say that I'm an expert in all of those categories. I have seen those in relationships. And sometimes I wonder what's missing. Have you tried everything that you can try to sit down and talk with your spouse about what it is you need? And if he is just the most unparticipating spouse ever, wow, maybe there is time, you know, sometimes, you know, think about whether you put too much emphasis or too much value on chores around the house. Maybe the kids are involved in too many activities. Maybe he is going through depression or, you know, you really just want to be in a self-discovery stage for yourself and also for him, just asking him to think about some of those things. Divorce is high. So, and marriage is challenging. And we all need to understand that the way we think, even divorce depends on so many factors, like where you live. Did you know that if you live in places like Hawaii and Virginia, that you have a low divorce rate? But it depends on like your age, your gender, your profession, all of these things, where you live. And so there you already have factors outside of your relationship that you cannot control. So you have to really mind what's going on in your head and also his head and in your household. Failed expectations is one of the reasons for divorce. So we don't want to tread lightly in this area. It's very serious. All of those situations you brought up are challenging. And I would just encourage anyone who's in that situation to not give up, to really tap into your soft skills, take some things back to the table and say, how can we manage this relationship together? Because I want to be married to you. I love you. I believe in you. I want to support you. Please help me. I want to look good for you. I want to look sexy. I want to do things in the bedroom for you. I can't do these things if I have to run the kids here and there, and I have to cook, and I have to pay the bills, and I have to clean. So help me get to that place where I can look sexy and do some creative things for you in the bedroom. I mean, whatever the conversation is, but make sure you're having a conversation.
Let us suppose that I have listened to this show. I like what I've heard, and I'm bought in about this idea of exuding wifely joy. You know, this has been, I've had my, you know, 30 minutes to myself away from life and everything else, and I'm feeling renewed. And the question then becomes, all right, so how do I sustain it?
Sustaining. Sustaining is so important for anything you're, you just want to keep it up. You want to make sure that you're going in a forward, upward path. And so the way you can sustain it is always thinking positive, always trying to grow, always thinking, putting your relationship first. So if there's anything outside of that, so if you're married and you put your job first, you want to come back to the board and say, I need to prioritize again. What's important, and your marriage should be important. If he's unhappy, then it's your responsibility to find a way to figure it out, not necessarily to make him happy, but to say, this is my husband. This is my husband, so I need to figure out how I can help him. How can I be supportive in his situation? What can I do better? Whatever the case may be. Sustaining involves getting surrounding yourself with other positive women. Women who, when you get with them, they're not focused on the man, but they're focused on you and things that you could do. Not necessarily changing you, but say, you know, when he does this, this is what's happening, and maybe I have found that this works for me because I can relate to your story. So you want to get with women who don't look down on you. You want to get with women who are just as transparent as you are. And you want to get with women who believe in the success of a marriage. You want to get with women who share. So we all need this. We all need, you know, those women. I have about three that I go to periodically. We all go, And some days is not my day. It's my day to share. And some days is my, you know, I share information. But sometimes, some days is my days to receive information. And so you have to have people in your network. And you got to have a desire to have a great relationship. So anything that we desire, if you go back in your life and you think about everything in this world that you ever wanted so much of, and all the things you did to make it happen, that's the same way you want to treat your marriage. And anything that comes in between your desire to be a great wife and a desire to have a good husband and support him, you want to squash it. Get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of it.
Well, to all our listeners, that is all we have time to discuss today when it comes to the topic of wifely joy. It has certainly been educational and interesting for me, and I hope it has been for all our listeners as well. I encourage you all to get a copy of Dr. Smith's book, You Are More Than What Meets the Eye, The Independent Woman's Guide to Becoming Wifely Material, and it will definitely cause you to rethink some of your notions about what your spouse or significant other owes you. With that, I would say, Dr. Antoinette Smith, thank you very much for joining us today on the Speedway Show.
Thank you, Speedway. I love being on the show.
And with that, listeners, this is Speedway signing off. Tune in next week for another interesting episode. But until then, this is Speedway saying go in peace and embrace wifely joy.
Thank you for joining us on The Speedway Show. Visit thespeedwayshow.com for content and other episodes. Join the fan page at facebook.com/thespeedwayshow. And follow Speedway on Twitter at the handle The Speedway Show. Until next week, live well, live fully, and love deeply.